Many public workers around the state are facing the prospect of smaller paychecks in the months to come. Cooperative Extension Family Living Educator Peggy Olive has a few tips for keeping track of your budget when money is tight. How can families figure out if their income will cover all their current expenses?
Well, the first step is finding out how much money you have coming in month to month. If you're facing a drop in income, you need to figure out what your new income level will be. Some people work for tips or overtime, so their income might fluctuate month to month. I always say kind of look at your base income. Don't count on tips or overtime that might not be there, so just look at what money you think at a minimum might be coming in. So that'll give you a good snapshot of how much money you have to work with every month. And then the other flip side of that is looking at your spending. What are those bills that you have to pay every month? And those are usually the easiest ones to think of, whether it's your car payment or your mortgage or your rent. Maybe you have a student loan payment, whatever the monthly payment would be. And then most households have those other expenses like gas and groceries and utility bills. And sometimes those can go up and down a little bit. So that's a little bit trickier. So I say for the first run of going through your budget, try to do a good guesstimate of how much you're going to be spending each month in those categories, and then compare the income and how much you think you're spending to start with. The next step is to actually start tracking your spending, because sometimes how much you think you're spending may not be exactly how much you're actually spending.
If families can't get the budgets to balance out, what are some other options?
Well, if you've done looking at your income and you've looked at your expenses and the two numbers just are not looking good together, there are some options. You can really either cut your spending, you can try to bring more money into your household, or you can do both at the same time. So when it comes to cutting your spending, I kind of go back to tracking your spending. You need to know where the money's going to begin with, to know where maybe you'd be happy cutting a little bit out, or maybe you just want to shift around where your money's going. So you need a really good snapshot to even look at where your money's going to begin with. And then you look at all where your money's going and you figure out, okay, is there some way I can do something less, whether it's driving, going out to eat, whatever that might be. Is there a way to do it cheaper? Maybe we can have potlucks instead of entertain. Is there a way to cut something out altogether? So you can just kind of rethinking how you spend your money and where you spend your money so you feel a little bit better about where it's going. And even just talking with friends and family to get ideas of what they do. Maybe you find out they went from a cell phone to a prepaid phone. So everybody has different tips, and there's lots of websites and coupon sites. People are always happy to share their tips with you, so that's a place to look at the cutting spending. And then on the flip side, maybe looking at if there's other ways to raise your income. Sometimes people might sell something, rummage sale, or on the internet. That's a nice one-shot source of money. It could pay off a bill that maybe is worrying you a little bit, but it doesn't add to your month-after-month income. Some people turn a hobby into a second job, or maybe start charging for something they were doing for free before. Also taking a look at your paycheck deductions. Is there anything that you can maybe raise a deductible, whether it's for insurance, or there's some pluses and minuses when you look at retirement savings. You want to get in there early to save, but if money's really tight and you may not be able to make bills, well, maybe you can pull back a little bit on some of those savings. And also, it might not help for this current tax year, but if your income drops in this year, you might be eligible for some additional tax credits the following tax year, and that could help raise your income a little bit more, too. And something to keep in mind, if you've already tried the cutting spending and the raising your income, and it still looks like you're going to have some struggles trying to keep up with those monthly debt payments, whether it's the rent or mortgage or car loan or utilities. If you find that you're just not going to have enough money to be able to stretch to make those payments, the very best thing you can do is contact your creditors before you have to miss a payment. So often creditors might be willing to work with you if you get in touch with them first, but if you already miss a payment and they start calling you, that really lowers your chances of trying to work out a different payment date or perhaps a lower loan payment. So there's really options that exist if you contact your creditors before you have to miss a payment.
Are there any resources available for people if they have financial questions, places they can go and ask them?
A great first stop is your county extension office. Contacting your family living educator, finding out a little bit more about what kind of financial publications extension offers. Perhaps they might do some financial counseling. And if you get to the point where your income and your expenses are just greater than your income, and you're not able to keep up with those debt payments, it might really benefit you to talk to somebody about what are your options for tackling debt.
Well, thank you, Peggy, for these great tips. And for more information on managing your personal finances in tough times, visit fyi.uwex.edu/toughtimes. From Cooperative Extension Family Living Programs, I'm Jackie Askins.